Welcome to the Sage Thought Leadership Podcast, experience support for confident business makers.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to our podcast. I'm Ed Kless, and I am live at the Meeting of the Minds of 90 Minds in Palm Springs, California. And my guest today is Chuck Petty. Chuck is the vice president of 90 Minds currently and a senior consultant at SmartBridge. Welcome to the Sage Thought Leadership Podcast.
Thank you.
Well, first off, Chuck, why do you do what you do?
Oh, that's can be a very complicated question, but it really boils down to something very simple. I like helping people. I really like helping people, and if I can make their lives easier and more efficient, then I'm all for it.
Well, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about something that we chatted about before we started recording, and that is you have noticed that there's been a changing nature of your business or just been in general, and as it relates to AI. So talk to me a little bit about that.
Okay, yes. The past 18 months, two years, AI has, for lack of a better term, taken on a life of its own.
Yeah. Clever turn of phrase.
Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, I tell people that I'm not worried about artificial intelligence replacing me because robots aren't that stupid. But seriously, there are so many aspects of our life that I don't feel like I'm 61 years old, but being my age, I remember having to get up and walk across the room to turn on the television. Nowadays, I walk into a room and I ask Google or Alexa to do something for me, and they do it. And you know, but I always tell them thank you, because when the robot lords take over, I want them to know.
You'll be on the nice
list. Yes.
Okay.
But when you think about what's going on with things like the medical field, where people are asking artificial intelligence to help diagnose things, even my doctor, my dentist, are using AI in their practices. Well, now we're getting into situations where in manufacturing, distribution, ERP, what is the limit of AI? You wouldn't think that AI would be able to take over ERP functions, but it's entirely possible, and it's coming. People like, we think about driverless cars, and how soon will the truck driver be the thing of the past? Because you'll just load up the truck and send it on its way, and it gets to its destination and gets unloaded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But with, you know, with ERP too, what one of the things that Aaron Harris mentioned at the Sage Transform conference that I was just at is that 70% of the transactions that flow through Sage intact are not touched by humans already. That's today.
Yeah. and yes, intact is a leading edge of ERP technology. You know, what is going to happen to some of the other ERP software as we move through? Certainly, your mature products are going to fall away, are going to stay in a niche, but something like Intact or the next iteration is going to be even more intelligent, more right. automated.
But at the same time, you know, Sage 100 is effectively available in the cloud when you can put it on, host it on a Azure server. And once you have APIs, which we do for all of that stuff, so the screens are still functioning for human beings, but that doesn't mean you can't put in and take out data without human intervention.
That's correct. Yes. With their business object interface, you can do a lot of things automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, and then that's across the board to the entire ecosystem that's been around for a long, long time and is very robust. And you know, one of the reasons why I think Sage 100 has been around for so long, you know this more than anybody, it's freaking bulletproof.
Oh, yes, and that is a term that I use all the time.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. We will definitely get the debits and credits right.
Yes.
So, Chuck, we have a question, an exit question that we ask all of our guests, and that is, who is a hero of yours and why are they a hero?
Oh, man. You know, that's a tough one. Really, really, really tough. But, you know, if you look at heroes living and dead, one of the ones, and it ebbs and flows because there's so many. I mean, obviously, you know, your own parents are heroes in everybody's heart, but especially with the current political climate, George Washington, conflicted man because of his time, but set the standard for political decorum, and more people need to read just what a special person he was.
And lastly, Chuck, how can somebody contact you?
Oh, that's easy. You just say, "Hey, Chuck." No. Smart Bridge Partners. Our email address is my email address is CPEDDY. That's Petty with D's. CPEDDY at smartbp.com. Or you can just go to our website, smartbp.com.
All right. Chuck Petty, the senior consultant at SmartBridge and current vice president of 90 Minds, thanks so much for being a guest on the Sage Thought Leadership Podcast.
All right. Thank you, Ed.
Review and subscribe by searching your podcast player of choice for Sage Thought Leadership Podcast.